Well, good morning and welcome to y'all, and welcome to everyone who's young in spirit hearing us today. I want to begin with a question. You know, for anyone speaking on Easter, it's a tricky time, right? I mean, we may have heard this once or twice before. So I want to go way back and ask, what in the world is up with a rabbit that lays eggs and the egg thing itself? Exactly how did we get here? Now, we know a lot of our church traditions in Easter, and if you were in the early Christian church, it would be right to think that eggs might be associated with Easter, because eggs were often a symbol of the soul, a symbol of creation in many cultures, two of these being the ancient Roman and ancient Greek cultures. But nah, that's not where it came from at all. Not even close. It came from the Germans of the 17th century. It was to honor or reference to a pagan goddess out of the German diaspora who was about creation. And then I guess they came up with this idea of bunnies laying eggs as a fleeting example of German humor. So we probably should encourage that. It's similar to the German tradition that we honor out of an observation of some of Jennifer's family's roots, of the German tradition of hiding a pickle in a Christmas tree. Yeah, again, German humor. So we have these traditions, and they're fun traditions, but they really don't have a lot to do with why we're here at Easter. So at Easter, we're honoring the greatest gift given, Jesus' resurrection. And in that process, we have some accounts today that Pastor Tim will be going through. And I want you to listen especially to what the response was from the disciples who had walked with Jesus throughout the ancient world of their area, had been with him day to day since their calling. And we're not going to get too deep into that scripture right now, but what generally was the first response of the disciples when they first saw the risen Christ?
If I remember correctly, it's like, no, you're not dying.
Okay. Right? They had a hard time accepting the fact that he was going to die. That's right. That's right. And then once they saw the resurrected Christ, what was generally their first responses? Okay, right. So you were alive, and you were dead, and exactly how does that work, right? I'd say it's a pretty honest response. And I want you to listen in the scripture today, because the scripture goes into some detail in the book of Luke. So just as we heard in our prayer of confession today, there is an association also of doubt, even in this most glorious days, right? Even the disciples, who were the closest to Jesus, had some of that response. And it's not in the scripture that we're covering today, but who was the disciple who was famously or infamously known the most as far as doubt is concerned when he first sees the risen Christ? Do you remember that disciple? Reaching back to Sunday school, anyone? Okay. It's Thomas. Thomas, that's right. And Thomas is maybe unfairly seen as kind of a symbol of some of that doubt response, because he even had to put his hand in the wounds, right? Or was invited to. And then Thomas believed. But that's not the end of the story for Thomas. Thomas went on to preach across Asia, and ended up making it all the way to what we call India today, and founded one of the oldest sustainably running Christian churches, Christian traditions in the world, undisturbed by some of the tragedies that happen to the in the Christian world and other parts. That's Thomas, all the way to ancient India. So perhaps there's good news in that as well. Even in our moments of doubt, that can carry us far as long as we stay in close relation and listen to the risen Christ. It's in your son's, sorry. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this incredible gift. Thank you for these days. Thank you for giving us the ability to go to you, to seek you. Thank you for all the complexity that you give to us. Help us to continue to seek you as far as it carries us. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.